Everybody different. They the same, but they the different. Like you got one woman assigned. She'll say your name in her phone as the fool guy. The other girl got you as the Netflix guy that paid the Netflix every month, or the light bill guy. You know, like bro, it's crazy.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. All the hosts are here. And we're about to get into some shit. I don't know. I've been thinking about doing like intros for y'all. Like just, you know, starting the pod off a lot more hype. How y'all feel about that?
Down with it. I mean, because the start, like you got yours. And yeah, I think we should.
All right. So go ahead and try it out. Let me see. I was going to say, y'all want me to hype y'all up or y'all want to hype yourselves up?
I don't know. It was going to take me a minute to think about it, Matt.
Got you. Hey, so, I mean, of course, I always ask y'all how y'all doing, because I feel like, and the reason I ask it is because I feel like not a lot of times people don't sit there and they don't ask us how we doing in a genuine way. But I just want to know how y'all doing, how your mental health, how everybody feeling.
And I'm good. I'm just going to spin this real quick, man. What y'all think about this bullshit-ass motherfucking fight on Friday, man? On some real shit, like, I thought that shit was going to happen. That shit's crazy. I already fucking knew it was going to happen. And I told everybody. You know what I mean? What y'all think, man? Y'all think it was all the setup or what?
So, I ended up having to go into work at night. But I saw the prelims, and there was actually some decent fights on that card, especially the two women that fought right before. But then they robbed the woman that won. I think that was pretty jacked up because that girl was beating that other girl up that entire fight. But when it came to the actual main event, Mike didn't look good. Mike looked real bad. But for somebody that's 58 years old, he looked exactly the way that I think a 58-year-old should have looked in that ring.
Nah, but you see, like, the before like, the warm-up to get there, like, so they were showing, like, him training before the fight. And he looked like he was 20-something. Like, the way he was hitting them fucking bags, it was crazy. And I was like, yeah, Jake Paul in for something. And I watched the motherfucking fight. I ain't seen none of that. I just seen this old ass motherfucker getting his ass beat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was crazy sad. And I knew it was going to happen.
So I contribute that also to the fact that whenever you're recording somebody, you just kind of catch the highlights and you kind of clip it up. Of course, when you're hitting a bag, it's different than when you're in that ring and you got that dude in front of you. Jake Paul is still in his 20s. Mike Tyson is 58. There's no, like, they're not comparable. There's just.
That's true, man. I mean, but.
And one thing that people don't want to admit is Jake Paul is a decent fighter, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking that at all from him. I'm not taking that at all because he's been doing it forever. He's been doing it on his social media forever, just fighting random ass motherfucking people. But. This is Mike Tyson, though, man. This is the motherfucking profession. And Jake know what he's doing, right? So, like, this social media thing, like, I see the way it goes. Most of the shit is fake, right? And they make it seem like it's real. And that's what they're doing to us right now. They're trying to make us think this thing is real, but the shit's not fucking real. Because Mike Tyson, even at 58, I think would have gave him more work than that. Because, like I said, you're saying, they cut that shit up in the clips, but he was looking vicious, man. I'm talking about he was in the ring with the dude with the pad, right? And he's like boxing. So it's not like he's punching a bag. And this shit looked like Mike Tyson fucking in the 90s. See what I'm saying?
You feel like it's red. You feel like he ain't go as hard as he's supposed to.
Yeah, that shit's fucking rigged, man. That shit's rigged just to boost fucking Jake Paul up so he can continuously do this shit. Because guess what he gonna do probably next? He gonna fight motherfucking Evander Holyfield or somebody like that. Is what
well,
I'm saying?
I see Gervonta Davis called him out, but that probably never happened, though.
He ain't gonna want that, though. Is he?
No, he said he wanted it, but shit, that ain't gonna happen. I don't see a licensed fighter, pro boxer fighting him. It's not gonna be. It's gonna be 10 times different if Jake fight a Gervonta.
Yeah, but Gervonta is small as fuck, though.
Yeah, but I don't think you want to know what it is. I don't think Jake can hit him. I don't think it's possible that Jake is fast enough to even hit him.
I'm gonna be real. What I saw was. I believe Jake Paul could have knocked Mike Tyson out. I believe that we hold Mike on this pedestal. Mike is Mike Tyson, bro. You can't take nothing from him. The dude is knocked out plenty of hard hitters back in his day. He's stood the test of time. He even boxed a few like a year or two ago. But once age started to catch up with you, at some point, we gotta call it what it is, man. Mike Tyson is old. He wasn't gonna win that fight.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do.
He look old never. And I think Jake Paul could have knocked him out.
I agree. He was too old. Mike too old. He can't move, probably used to it. At a certain age, it's like, you gotta give it. It's not gonna let you do nothing.
And remember why the fight was postponed. Mike Tyson had a whole hell scare. He almost lost his life in that hell scare. And we just kind of let that ride. Let this fight happen anyway.
I don't know. I just thought it was Fugazi all the way to fuck around. Because it's just like that smack in the pre-fight, right? Like he slapped the shit out of Jake Paul. That was his win. Right, and then Jake Paul was gonna win in the ring. You know what I'm saying?
No, that was his fault though. You should never stepped on his toe.
It was fake because
I feel like the whole thing
probably was fake, but yeah, the whole thing was fake as hell.
All that shit was fake, but I fake it for 20-40 million too. Shit,
hell yeah, shit.
Yeah, I was about to say Mike Tyson got a $20 million payday. Jake Paul got like, well, and this is all this report. They're not telling you what he is.
But you already know Mike Tyson paid as hell.
$20 million is still nice.
Man, he made like $20 million in a day is a lot, but he still make a couple hundred million a year off of weed alone.
Just because I missed he's so obese, $20 million.
I mean, yeah, I'm saying it's a lot more for sure. But if you make it $200 million a year, bro, that's not that much, y'all.
I guess, but if I know I can go in there and I'm not gonna be in no real danger, I can get $20 million just to kind of stand in the ring. Because Mike Tyson on the cards, they had him winning the first two rounds, and he lost the rest of them. But he just stood in there. He didn't even really hit Jake Paul. And I don't know; it might have been by design, but. Oh no, man, he looked old to me, and it was kind of sad watching it.
And yeah. I think it was just.
I mean, after that Roy Jones thing.
Hey, go ahead, my bad.
Nah, you good. After that Roy Jones thing, I thought he should have wrapped the fuck up because he looked really bad on that shit. But my bad, man, for, you know, spinning this whole fucking thing. Man, I just wanted to see what y'all thought about that fight because that shit was fucked up to me, man.
Yeah.
I agree. That's some.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up. So, I mean, just while we're on the topics of, you know, one person possibly being better than the other, right? I wanted to ask y'all, what do you think, like, have you ever felt like the person that you was with was, like, better than you in some ways? Or, like, that they had ever been with better people? So, for me, and the reason I was having this conversation, because I was talking to this younger dude, and he was just saying something along the lines of, you know, I was in a position where I felt like the woman that I was with wasn't necessarily, like, she was better than me in a lot of ways, and she had been with better men, and he just had a whole self-esteem thing about it. And I had to ask him, I was like, you know, well, what are the things that you think she likes about you? Like, what do you think you bring to the table in order to kind of circumvent whatever you feel like are your shortcomings? And he was just laying out all the stuff. And I was like, see? And he was like, and we had a conversation. He was like, oh, yeah. He's like, in 2K terms, it'd be like sliders, right? Like, my drip slider is all the way up. And I was like, yeah, see? You know what I'm saying? Like, and just kind of trying to boost him up and just let him know, like, yeah, you deserve to be there just like anybody else deserve to be there. But I wanted to ask y'all, what do y'all think y'all sliders are? Like, what do you think is, like, why do you think people like being around you or like being with you?
What you wrong with that beat?
Me personally, I got a whole list of shit, bro. Me personally, I got good personality. I make motherfuckers smile, laugh. I can turn the room. Like, I can turn the whole mood of a room, you know what I'm saying? Like, off a joke or, you know, I don't know. I just feel my energy is everything. When I bring energy to certain people, I feel like they, what's that, reciprocate? Or, you know, I feel like when I throw that energy out there, that good energy, a lot of people take it. They run with it. And it ain't even just the energy. It's the drip, the way I dress, the way I talk, the way I move, everything. I just feel like somebody, you put it like this, everybody that hang with me, eventually something that I do, they going to take with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what it is from talking, walk. I don't care what it is. They going to take something that I did. They going to learn something from me and they going to take it with them and they going to use it every day.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with all that you just said. So I wanted to ask you, right? So what do you think are some of your negatives? So like your negative sliders?
My negative, tell the motherfucker straight up how shit is. I don't sugarcoat. I don't lie. Especially, I don't have reason to lie no more, but at a certain day, don't just stop lying on completely because it's terrible. But yeah, on how real I can be with a motherfucker. Like if you dressed a certain way, I'm going to tell you not crispy. It's just a lot of shit, bro. Like, I don't know. I keep shit real, though. I guess that may be a negative. And when I get angry and shit, you know, that shit could be terrible. But, you know, just don't make me angry, shit.
Got you.
Now, I can see that beaming. I mean, you do, I mean, have this aura, you know what I mean? And I think that is positive. That shit is for real. I don't know, man. I think mine is honesty, which is, I think B's, what he takes as his negative, right? I think mine is, I mean, the honesty is in, I'm going to tell you the truth. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's my positive, but a lot of people take that as a negative, just like as in B just stated, right? Like, I think my positive slider is, I mean, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is to fix yourself. You see what I'm saying? Because if you're part of my team or we roll together, we got to be on the same level. You see what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get you there. You know what I mean? And some people take that as a negative. You see what I'm saying?
Got you. I was going to say, like, I know you said you, like, you think of those as positives and some people think of those as, like, negatives. Like, what do you think your negative sliders are?
My negatives? I get emotional sometimes, right? It's because I'm passionate. You see what I'm saying? And so, like, a lot of people, again, take that negative because I get emotional, should I say, like, if I know you're fucked up and you won't take it as you being fucked up, it's going to make me, I don't know, man. It gets me my feelings like, yo, you wrong, dog. Like, I'm trying to tell you. Like, so, but it's both ways. Like, I feel like I'm accepting to it. So I feel like everybody else should be accepting to constructive criticism. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so yes, that's my negative. It's just, as I get emotional, I don't want to talk to you no more. Like, I take shit personal. That's what it is. I mean, I take it personal, I guess.
I definitely think taking it personal, I think sometimes that can be, well, it depends on who's doing the critique. Like I said, if it's one of my loved ones giving me a critique, I know for a fact I take it hard. And I know that's probably one of my negative sliders. But I think my positives, or I guess since I started off on negatives, I would stay on negatives. I think sometimes I can be a petty person when I'm around the right people, and I don't like being a petty person. Like, pettiness is one of my pet peeves, but It just all depends on the environment and whatnot. I'm trying to think of more negatives, but before I move on to the positives. But I think my positives would be that I kind of have, like, I'm a loyal person. What I mean by that is, like, in friendships and relationships, all that. One thing that you're going to get from me is you're going to know that I'm there with you. You're going to know, you ain't never going to have to question the way that I feel about you or the way that I feel about other people, because I'm going to express it in that way. I'm very expressive when it comes to things that I care about and people that I care about. I think in a lot of ways, depending on the room, I think I'm smart in some areas and I'm not so well-informed in certain areas, but I'm the type of person that I can get the information from anywhere and I can have a conversation about damn near anything because I sit there and I look at a lot of different things and I'm not just one-sided on any type of argument. So even if we're having an argument about something like 1 + 1 = 2, and you say, no, it's not, it equals 3, and I can just be like, okay, well, I can see how you got there, but I still sit on this side, but I can definitely understand that where you're taking it from. And yeah, I think those are, like, for the most part, like, where I'm at. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I can think of right now at the top of my head. But while we're kind of...
Yeah, I mean, off the top, man. I mean, that's all I...
Yeah, I was going to say, that was just kind of off the top. But I wanted to ask y'all, right? So we were talking about, you know, our sliders and whatnot. I wanted to ask y'all, does the code approach work? What I mean by the code approach is, can you get up, like, let's say you at a bar or just in the middle of the street, right? And you see a woman out there. Do you feel like you could talk to a woman and possibly get a phone number? Like, do you think that works a lot more? Or do you think that it's preferable for you to just do the online dating thing?
Nah, me personally, I'm gonna go first. I suck at the online. I'm that dude when it comes to person, because I don't know. I prefer not to date online too. I done been catfish, so I don't.
I mean, times is changing, man. Like, listen, it's going to that, right? To where you have to have an online persona. That's where it's at right now. It is. It just is what it is, because they want to see what you're doing ahead of time before they even get to that.
Even in person, when you get them in person, yeah, they still want to, what's your Instagram? What's your Facebook? They want to see what's going on.
Exactly. They want to see what you're about before they give you that time. But just like you just said, I'm saying all that to say, I'm with the cold approach, because you seeing what you get. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you seeing what you get. You see what I'm saying? Because yes, that happened to me as well. I'm on these online, you know, dating shit. You know what I mean? Just to see what it's about. But again, I run into a motherfucker that they'll have a picture posted when they were about 20 years ago. It's like, this is not you. I get it. It used to be you, but it's not you now.
Yeah,
I hate them. Yeah, that's false advertisement, and they think that shit is cool. Like,
knowing she done put on 15 pounds since that pitch.
15 by 30. Shit. But
I'm dealt with that on multiple occasions, man. And I think, man, I think a cold approach is still it. But in time, right, we can see where the trend is going. You have to have an online persona. You see what I'm saying?
So depending on who you are, I think the code approach is going to work a little bit better. Of course, if you're a celebrity, celebrities work. If you're a celebrity, it works online or it works open, like in the streets. But I think if you're on the better looking end of the spectrum, I think you got a lot. It all goes back to the sliders, right? So if you're better looking, you got a better chance of approaching people and being approached on the streets and getting numbers and whatnot. But then again, it also works online. So I think, just if you're good looking, that's one of them things that always work. If you got a bunch of money, the code approach, I don't think, works that well unless you show off the money. Let's just say you ugly, you got a bunch of money. Like, the only way that the woman gonna know you got a bunch of money is if you start flaunting it. So I guess if you're uglier,
it's true, but
Go ahead, B.
And there's other ways to show that you got money, though, just by, like, jewelry, traveling, taking more pictures. Like, there's other ways to actually show the money.
Yeah, but I think what I'm trying to say is if you're sensitive enough to see what's happening, right, it's going to transition to that online shit. I'm being honest with you. Because think about most people nowadays, they ain't talking to nobody in person. Ain't nobody doing it. Ain't nobody going up to nobody talking to nobody in person. Now, we're talking about these YNs, right? We're talking about
what 25 you mean? And under. What you mean they ain't talking to nobody in person?
We talking about 25 and under. Ain't nobody going up cold approaching nobody no more.
Everything shit, I am, bro. When I was 25, shit, bro, I don't know no other code. Yeah, right. I ain't gonna lie. Social media is doing this big one, though.
But that's what I'm saying. So,
for sure, for sure.
Your avatar is gonna have to speak for you. I'm just being honest, right?
You're right. You can't be on that looking lame.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, me, I mean, still to this day, it's just like you were saying earlier. You talk to a chick, you'd be like, yo, let me get your, you start talking to her, you'd be like, let me get your number. She'd be like, nah, you can take my Instagram. You see what I'm saying? You ain't getting no number.
Bitch, you give your Cash App, but she dig her a number.
And that's a thought.
It's like, that's all they want is money, bro.
Like, yeah, you have to see what you're going to do with it real quick.
And meet a bitch, today, she wants some money by the night.
We got to chill on the B word, bro.
T-Nails, I'm sorry, woman. Meet a woman today, she wants some money by the night.
All right. But now, I do think what you're saying is like, right, but I think that women saying take my social media as opposed to taking my number could also be one of them defense mechanisms, because some dudes will get your number and they'll blow you up and they'll continue to go ahead and try to text you a bunch of times. And, you know, a lot of people ain't trying to hear that, as opposed to social media where you could just kind of, you know, keep them at a distance. I think that's their way of like kind of keeping you at a distance and maybe keeping you at arm's length to see how far it's actually going to go.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's where the transition is coming, because think about online when you always hear people saying you got them Twitter fingers, because people are really gangster online. They can say whatever the fuck they want because there's no repercussion right there and then. Right. So, yes, that's why they're now like, get my social media, because people don't know how to act. So you can give them your number now. They think it's online and they can think, I'm going to text you all types of random ass shit. So just keep that shit online. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's where it's going. That's where I foresee it going. I'm saying in the next, of at least 10 years, you ain't gonna cold approach nobody. See what I'm saying? Well, you still might, but it's gonna be rough.
I think at some point, just like we were having that conversation a little while back about, you know, social skills being important, or social skills being rare, is gonna make them important. I think that the fact that people can't talk to each other as much, I think that is gonna be one of the things that separates you in large crowds and separates you in the group. Like, if you're able to make a woman feel good, or if you're able to make a woman laugh, a lot of times you're able to get them anyway. So I think that'll be the thing that's going to win women over in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, it always has, though.
True.
If you can make a woman laugh, you got a leg up.
Man, I done got a woman in every different type of way. Like, you know, you get one off laughing, you get one off just being you, you get one off of your money, you get one off how you're dressing and how you're treating them. Like, everybody different. They the same, but they the different. Like, you got one woman aside, she'll say your name in her phone as the fool guy. The other girl got you as the Netflix guy that paid the Netflix every month, or the light bill guy, you know. Like, bro, it's crazy.
Have any of y'all ever been the fool guy or the Netflix guy?
I for sure been the fool guy, because that's all I buy. You ain't getting nothing else but fool.
I think we all been the fool guy, man. We've been subsidizing fucking females' food forever, man. There's the first thing you're going to do is like, let me take you out. Take that out to go. Take shorty out to go eat.
See, I'm the opposite, Mac. I don't do none of that, bro. I never had to. I mean, I'm just not getting into that takeout game, but I never had to, bro.
I looked at it like, So when I used to date, I just look at it as, well, I'm going to eat anyway. If I pay a couple extra dollars for you to go eat, and I mean, that is what it is. You just kind of have to take it as a loss. I feel like a lot of times, like, dudes, they get hung up on the fact that, oh, she using me for food. It's like, I got to eat too. So, I mean, if she just come along, I might be paying for her company. And if I get the sense that she just using me for the food, then I guess I'm going to just let this go. And I think that's the way that they should look at it. I mean, it is what it is.
Man, I never really, bro, y'all different. Anything different. I never had to take a woman out to eat or anything. Like, really on no date or nothing. Like, the women I ever took on a date, it's my actual girlfriend.
Well, you don't.
Like, everybody else. I take you out to work, though.
You don't have to take them on a date. But the thing is if it's like, sometimes I just be wanting to go out and I'll be wanting to eat.
So I got a question. Since you said you ain't got to take them on a date, so where else do you take them if you don't take them on a date?
Well, no. So it's still kind of a date, though. It's just you're not paying for the date. It just depends on where you want to go and, like, what you want to spend.
Like, you want to be considered a date.
It is considered a date if you just take them to a park. Like, the best days.
I didn't ever take it to a park.
The best days me and my wife have a lot of times is, like, free places.
See, that's you and your wife. I'm thinking on the single side.
Hey, so just moving on from there, right? So, because we were just talking about dating, right? So there is a trend going on right now where women are saying that, well, I'm going to play the video. The video will speak for itself.
Niggas with no kids act like stuck up bitches.
She ain't all the way lying, but listen, hear me out. I done said it so many times on this app before, half of me being unsuccessful on the dating scene has come down to kids, right? Like, I'll meet great guys, I find them attractive, I like them, and then boom, he got kids, right? Every time, without a doubt, anything I like, it be having kids. And it seems like dudes who don't have kids rarely ever approach me. I rarely ever get approached or sought after by dudes who don't have kids. But the men that do got kids, I don't know what it is about y'all baby daddies to be wanting to turn me into a stepmama, but it ain't gonna happen, right? I do not want your baby daddy. But they be bothering me, right? And so that be the problem. I don't want no man that got kids, but the men who don't have kids, I never get along with them. It just be something about their personality that I just can't get with. I don't know if it's an arrogance that they carry because they think that they God's gift to earth because they made it however many years without a child, but the personalities be sucking. It be so bad. And it be like, I'm supposed to be just so happy that I met a man who don't have kids, that I'm supposed to worship the ground that you... No, you're going to get treated just like everybody else. And I think that really be the problem. And I heard somebody else say that women who don't have kids be having that type of arrogance about them too. I'm not even willing to dispute that. I could possibly have an arrogance about me too, but guess what? I can't have no dude and we both on the same page about the arrogance. Like, it's just not going to work, right? So I say all of that to say she ain't lying. Is that all dudes who don't have kids? No, I'm sure there's some very nice dudes out there that don't got kids. I ain't never met them, but I'm sure they exist.
Watching this video, it made me start thinking, and I came up with a theory, right? I feel like when you got kids, I feel like, one, it makes you a lot more humble, and it also makes it to where you have another human being to love. So I think that you're able to express love a lot better than a person that don't necessarily have kids. But just what y'all think about that video?
I feel shit. She said, what she said, man with kids, the ones that don't get kids is arrogant. Probably. You see, they probably was arrogant. They arrogant went through a rowdy fucking kid. It's a reason why they ain't got no kids. Shit. Don't nobody want to make them their baby daddy. It's a reason. So, shit. But, yeah, I kind of agree with you with the love part. Yeah, I agree with you because we probably do show more love and a little bit more affection, even though it's hard for me to show. But I know when I'm with my daughter or whatever, it just come out, or whatever I'm opening up in that soft era or whatever, it for sure come out. So we may do know how to treat I can't say treat, but love different or care different for sure.
What you thinking, man?
Yeah, man, I'm right along with you. I mean, because it's the same way, like, I mean, a dude with no kids, man, like, nobody really gave a fuck about him. You know what I mean? They weren't the pick.
Or they was lame, or they just lame as hell and ain't in that position.
Right.
And they walk away at the other.
And that's why she can't get along with them, because these motherfuckers are lame as fuck, right? Because a woman is looking for security, right? And they're looking for their best, the best fit. And think about it, man. I know I don't want to get too much into detail with it, because I can remember both of my kids' moms is in before we had this kid, man. It's how they kind of looked at you and asked you about having kids. They can think in you. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'd rather keep this dude right here. Some of them dudes that ain't got kids, man, like, they just wasn't it. You know what I mean? That's just me. I mean, I agree with you, B, basically.
Yeah, and go ahead, B.
No, go ahead, brother, because I'm about to open it up.
Nah, so something else I was thinking about, right, was when they was talking, like, I feel like it's one of them things that you do, like, you have to choose somebody to have kids with, right? I mean, because at the end of the day, it is a choice. Well, men don't really have a choice, but that's a conversation for another time, right? But if you're an actual decent parent, I do think you have qualities that are just going to be attractive to, you know, everybody, and it's just going to, well, I'm pretty much saying the same thing. What were you about to say, B?
I was about to say, just not really in that topic, but do y'all agree, like, meet a woman and do you ever deep down inside think, like, damn, or, you know, okay, say you with a woman, you just get with her or whatever, and you be like, damn, like, shit, this woman that I'm with, I know deep down inside, I really ain't the guy she want to be with, because, shit, she just not meet me. I'm sure she'd have met the guy she really want to be with, but she, you know, he probably couldn't get right or whatever. Do y'all ever feel like that? Or, like, do you ever feel that, like, you know, to that? Or is that weird? Like, I don't know.
It's more common than what you think. So, I mean, just plain and simple, any woman that you choose on this planet, she's chosen somebody before she met you. I mean, plain and simple. Or she didn't necessarily get chosen and it got to that point to where, you know, she just so happened to meet you and you was the person that she chose. I don't know. I feel like in a lot of ways, well, and if I don't think about that type of stuff, because those types of things lead you to different types of insecurities in your life and insecurities in your way of thinking. Like, yes, I mean, how do you really know if you're your girl's first pick? And I kind of want to open that question to y'all. Like, how do you really know that?
Not even really first pick, just the best. Well, I guess you are the best pick at that case in that certain point of time. But I can't say the first pick, because the first, you never be the first pick. But, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say for real, bro. I do, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got you saying that you're the best option she has at that moment in time.
At that moment, but I'm talking about out of all of the options completely. Are you the best? Do you ever think like that? Like, was I the best out of everybody, or was it a certain nigga that she really, really wanted to be with, and he just couldn't get the shit right?
See, and this is where the sliders talk came in, right? So, and this dude, he was having the same conversation with me, right? And I was just telling him, I was like, at the end of the day, there's going to be things about you that she likes, and there's going to be some things about you that she don't like. And you just have to think about all the things about you that she likes. And for me, that's enough. I know the reason why I'm here. I know the reason why she like me. I don't necessarily care about all that other stuff that happened before, because I feel like, you know, I'm a catch, and that's all I really need to worry about.
See, that's why I'm trying to catch a bitch that's that have low... low self-esteem. I'm trying to catch somebody at 40, 50. They know they wrapped up. You know what I mean? Like, this is the best option I got right here. You see what I'm saying? I don't really deal with nobody in their 20s because they think they have mad options, because we do that as dudes, right? We jump in these chicks' DMs Some of them be busted. We tell them they bad as hell just because you're trying to smash. Now they really think that they're bad as hell. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to be telling the chick that, yo, you busted. You know what I mean? Like, you're not that bad. You're not as bad as you think you are because all these dudes jumping in your DM trying to smash. They're not. I ain't trying to deal with it. I'm trying to deal with somebody that's done. Like, listen, I'm just looking for somebody, you know what I mean, to rock this out with. And they genuine about it. Not no fucking fake ass. I'm looking for my person. Nah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's really scary because at the end of the day, we don't know what they done seen and what they done been through, right? I don't know how many trains she done been in, and I don't. And it's scary, man. It's scary as fuck. Real though.
But that's, listen, at some point you have to say, listen, I don't even give a fuck no more.
Like, oh, for sure. That's the grown-up mentality for sure, but the reality mentality.
I get that, but think about it. A lot of them, that shit's going to happen to. They was just young. They was living life, partying. You see what I'm saying? It happened. They're past it. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
I mean, like a show.
We're going.
Unless the woman was a virgin, never kissed nobody, never been with nobody else, there's always going to be room for you to think and for you to feel that way. And it don't matter, like, even if she only had sex with one guy before, you're going to be like, if you really sit down and you think about it, you can just say something like, well, you know, she chose this dude before she chose me, like, or she kissed this dude before she kissed me. So that means, I don't know if she would have chose me over this dude. It's a slippery slope, and you just kind of have to not think about it or just do things. And like I say all the time, me and my wife was having a conversation about this. The idle mind is the devil's playground. If you got the time to sit there and you got time to think about that type of stuff, then you probably need something to do.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because, yeah, like, people that's out there that's getting to the money, that's out there doing what they can do, they're not sitting there and they're not thinking about, oh, my girl been with this dude at one point. I need to go ahead and, you know, I need to be mad about this because she been with this guy before and, you know, she might have had this.
Yeah, no. We're not saying I walk around and have a fucking chip on your shoulder. I'm just saying, Eric Bill Moon, like, damn, do they ever come to your mind? Like, man, what the fuck? And like, all right, let me get my mind back right. Like, I don't know. It's like a fucking vision, like one of those Bessel Raven visions or some shit.
What he's saying basically, though, you have to be on your purpose, you know what I mean? And whatever happens, happen with that, right? But you can move forward after. So let me try to clarify what I'm trying to say. If you're on your purpose, that should be the last thing that you're thinking about is how many people she done smashed, right? Because if she for the streets, she gonna go back to the streets. As long as you're on your purpose and being who you're supposed to be, who gives a fuck? You see what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Who gives a fuck? And if she just wants to be in the streets, she can go to the streets, right? Because, again, you're on your purpose and you're not that invested in caring about how many people she slept with, so on and so forth. And you can move on to the next person and not even soak in that fucking, in that bad situation that you're leaving. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So just transparency, like, I've definitely had those conversations with myself. And the crazy thing is, it's just like, there's nothing you can do to change it. I mean, you can sit there, you can either be mad about it or you can just move past it. But as long as that person ain't doing me no wrong, ain't done nothing wrong to me since we met, then I'm good. It's just, you just have to kind of get in that mindset of like, well, yeah, I mean, she might not have chose me at one point. But I'm arrogant enough to think, you know, I would have gotten chosen by somebody. And like I said, you have a past also, bro. At one point, the person that you was with wasn't necessarily the person that you would have chose at that given time in your life. I mean, it goes to the point.
You just probably haven't met that person yet, right? Because right now you have a past, right? Then you met this person, you're like, damn, I wish this would have been like, you know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, right? But that's the best match you have right there and then. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
I get both of y'all. I get what you're saying for sure.
No, it's just we're still on the topic of dating. I got a really good video for y'all.
Well, you need to stop doing that, Billy. bro, y'all talking about going, like, what? I ain't do shit. You know, I'm single. I can do whatever I want. Baby girl, you ain't know I'm good for domestic violences. On life, we'll both go to jail, beating on each other. Smiling my mugshot.
Well, the reason I brought this video up, because that's a video of this Disney Channel star, Scott Jackson, and this is something that he posted. He said, "On WAP, I'm salty. I got this dumbass Disney bitch pregnant. I hate this hoe." Right. And I don't know. I would have to show y'all what Scott Jackson looked like, but she, young black woman, successful. And she grew up around, you know, people with stuff and people that are a little bit more affluent. And as you can see, her baby daddy is a walking red flag. But I wanted to ask y'all, right, what do y'all think are some red flags for women? Like, what do you think that women should avoid in men? And like I was telling y'all earlier, I think the biggest red flag that women should pay attention to is if your man got a gun, look at that type of gun that he got. And if that gun say high point on it, you need to go ahead and let that man go. Dudes with high point just don't care about day life. They don't care about your life. And they don't care about the person that they shooting at. Get away from him. Oh, I'm the only one in no red flash. Fuck it. So check it out. If homeboy, if you meet
point us in the mouth.
You just got with homeboy and homeboy ain't got no job. And he talking to you about high value men, go ahead and dump that dude because he's gonna be feeling the type of way. He's sleeping in your house, eating up your food, and he probably gonna beat you up one day. Huge red flag. Like, come on, y'all gotta give me sight.
I don't know, man. That was crazy though. Like, my man ain't got no job and talking about a high value. You know what I mean? I don't know.
But you basically like just trying to speak on the red flag. So basically, a red flag I give a woman of just seeing a dude or just like dude, what you like.
So pretty much just what women should avoid in men. Like I said, avoid dudes with high point pistols. Avoid dudes with no jobs. Avoid dudes that wear boxers and not boxer briefs.
Yeah, I agree with the high point. I got ride with a nigga with a high point. That nigga ain't give a fuck about nobody. He got the blasting at us and everything.
Avoid dealing with the neighborhood crash up. The one that's punching walls and shit like that. Because he won't only kill you. He gonna kill you and your kids if you got it.
I don't know. I got a lot of avoid. But I'm not about to tell women how to date. Shit, that's on them.
But we gotta help our sisters out sometimes. We gotta help our sisters out. If you wear black Air Force Ones.
I agree with the high point. Okay. I guess we're gonna say the same pants. Nigga wear.
So go ahead, give us some knowledge on the dudes with no pants, bro.
I don't know, bro. I don't fucking know, man. That's a tough one for real. Cause like, I don't know. I'm thinking like, okay, what would I tell my daughter? What type of man to stay away from? I don't fucking know, bro.
Yeah, dudes need to start discussing those type of pants. Dudes that only got one pair of pants are nasty and disgusting and they don't wash them pants every day. And if you got shit going on in your life, he'll fuck up your credit. Don't date that dude either.
Dude, just a bum, man. You got one pants? To be honest with you, right? So I get it. Education, not everything, but avoid a dude that can't even communicate what he wants, right? Like he can't explain what he has to say without, you know, cursing every other word. I'm not saying that's yeah, here nor there, right? Or avoid motherfuckers that's lazy, right? You can tell the motherfucker if he's lazy or not. Go to his house. See if the motherfucker cleans up, right? That's probably like one of the minor things that you want to check on, right? I mean, going to his house, that's kind of rough because you already bought it. You go into the motherfucking house. But his car, I mean, the car tells the same thing as the motherfucking house, right? If the motherfucking car is dirty, most likely the motherfucking house is. right?
Okay, I got one. Avoid a dude that always wanted to see you. He always wanted to be up under you, or he always just needs to be around because that mean he ain't got nowhere to stay. He need to be around you. He got to be around you.
Yeah, the dudes that are love bombing usually is the dudes that need a place to stay. But Mac, I want to touch on one that you just said that kind of made me laugh was the no communication. Because yes, one thing that you will learn in psychology is when kids don't learn how to communicate, right? What do? They end up hitting and becoming violent. That's another way that you know that he's going to become violent if he don't know how to communicate his emotions and his feelings. And right at that point, they're not just throwing tantrums. Sometimes they throw tantrums, they punching walls, but then sometimes your head will look a lot like a wall and they'll put their hand, they fist through your head. Avoid anybody call
well, let's speak on what type of women to avoid.
Do we do that all the time? That's why I wanted to change.
Are we? Well, we ain't never gave him a good sweet one. Well, so let me start off. I got a whole list, but I'm gonna start off with avoid a woman that's always asking for shit or needing shit or just needing or just wanting. Like you needy as fuck.
Go ahead.
It's not like one to avoid.
It sounds like you just want to go in on Wayward Sugar. Go ahead, give us some more.
Nah, he dead on with that one though.
Man, listen, man, I break this down to a T because I just say something on the internet that was crazy, but like nigga was like, I don't say, okay, a woman wants some money from me. All right, let me go through your phone. That's the only way he gonna give up some money by going through your phone. Like a lot of women wouldn't give up their phone, but I don't know. Just avoid women that's always asking for shit. That's number one.
And that's like the new trend out right now.
Avoid women that got more than two kids. Really more than one, but more than two because she made the same mistake more than once. But
a different baby daddy though. Yeah. It's the same one, man. It's different when it's the same baby daddy though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it ain't different because she had more than one child with the same baby daddy.
Yeah, but then something probably happened later though. You see what I'm saying? Like if you did it twice.
Yeah.
Especially if it's three different baby daddies, bro. That's a major red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. Avoid a woman that don't never change her number. If she had the same number for over certain so many years, is a hoe. And she need everybody from her past to contact her.
Man, that's great. That's just loyalty, man. I got my same phone number for about damn near 20 years.
Man, stop it, man.
You want to hear?
I mean, I believe you, though. I believe you 100%, but I'm just saying, like, as a woman, I don't know, man. I just feel like that's easy access for somebody in her past to go ahead and contact her. Or even a woman having all her old men numbers on her phone. You know what I'm saying? That's a red flag.
That's a red flag if you just still communicate with a dude that you used to date.
Avoid it. Avoid them completely. They not worthy. They're not trustworthy. They're red flags. But I'm sure y'all got some more. But that's just...
The number thing I find interesting because I just saw a quote recently and it was from Top Dog from, the record he owns the record label and whatnot, but he was saying, you know, people that keep the same phone number for years on end know how to tell people no. He said the only reason why people change their phone numbers is because they don't know how to establish boundaries and they can't tell people no.
I mean, to some extent, but I had my same number for a long ass time. What I just do is ignore your ass. You see what I'm saying? And that's cool with me. It's kind of like saying, no, I'm just going to ignore you. I don't need to run away and get a new number. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no, bro. That's easy access, man. If I know my XXXX, my old XXX, she know I got the same number. Man, it's easy. I've been waiting on you to contact me, girl. Like, come on, man. It's easy access, man. Every new relationship changes your number. That's how I feel.
I don't agree with that because at the end of the day, like, once she changed her number, if he happened to get the number, is she still going to go? At some point, you gotta trust your girl.
Yeah, that's I feel you, but it's not easier for him to just pick up the phone and call or just text. Like, what you doing, baby? Like, come on now.
I don't agree with that, bro, because if she continues to change her number, that means that you worried about this dude taking
No, we're not saying completely change it, but I'm just saying if you coming into a relationship, that should be a rule. Come with a new number.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I get. So that's basically saying she's weak to not tell a person no. Like, I have to get a whole new number because I feel like you're going to persuade me to get back with you. So I have to get a whole new number to run away from you.
You don't know what type of exes should get. Now, niggas might got the name tatted or anything. It might do anything. I done seen all type of stuff, brother.
But you talking about something completely different, bro. We're just talking about a number. I mean, at the end of the day, if she got to dub that. Like, at that point, and that's why motherfuckers be having, like, these insecurity issues because they feel like they got to get this girl to go and change their number, like, change a number and to do all this extra stuff when all she got to do is tell a motherfucker, no, I'm with a new dude, leave me alone. I mean, after that happens,
you really think that's going to stop every nigga?
It don't matter if it's stopping. It's up to her to choose you, bro.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something about this life. Money run it all, dog. So long as she can receive that cash app, you know what I'm saying? Long as she can receive that cash app, it's over.
Money run it all for a broke woman.
Man, for women with money too. You think just cause she got money that ain't gonna move her?
I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta find you a person.
Let me tell you something. I just seen a video. What's that dude that broke up with the YouTube stars Carmen and what's the little lame Corey? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. The girl Carmen, she went with Big Boogie, and the boy Corey, he got him a new girlfriend.
I have no clue.
Well, long story short, I just watched this nigga get the girl of his dreams by cash apping her $10,000. You try to tell me a man that really wants your woman, say the nigga that's been in her past rich, he got rich as fuck. I'm talking about stupid rich, boku money. Way more money than you, her, everybody put together. He cash up for $20,000, nigga. He's bound to take your bitch.
This is where the red pill was born, bro.
Hold on, listen. And if 20 ain't enough, then fuck it. Give her 40. I'm trying to tell you, a certain dollar move whatever woman. I don't give a fuck who you is.
And that's true, but I mean,
it moved. Listen to me, bro.
I don't give a fuck who it is, nigga. It moved Mike Tyson to get in that ring. It moved how?
I'm telling you, bro. It depend on who your woman is, bro. Every woman ain't going just because you send her some fucking money, bro.
Man, send a girl $50,000 a night. It'll just be gone by the morning, nigga.
That's right about 90%. But
yeah, at the end of the day, if that's what you believe, then why don't you get all the damn money?
If my girl better go, she's gonna run to the with more money than give you money. And my girl better go if she send them $50,000. Because we need it.
Right. You better get that money.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I'm not talking about my wife. I've seen some things, and I'm not saying it's the majority. I'm just saying sometimes there's exceptions, bro. And sometimes there's exceptions to the rule. Some people not moving. Like me personally, I consider myself as a person that stands on integrity. Depending on what it is, I don't give a fuck.
Listen, brother. That's you personally. But like he just said, 90% rules, and it's more than 90%. It's really like 97%.
You know, the people on the damn planet, bro. You can't say that.
You're the 3%er that won't move. Okay, 40 won't move you. 100 will. What I'm trying to tell you is a certain amount of dollar gonna move a bitch. Maybe not you as the man, but a certain, and I'm not saying your wife. I'm not speaking on your wife neither. I'm speaking on the world.
Woman in general, bro.
I'm speaking on the world. Majority rules. Money make the motherfucker girl come make the world go round. You know what I'm talking about? We just had a plain conversation about that before we got on here, but I don't want to keep going back and forth, man.
I just think you, like, I feel like you worship money in a way that it shouldn't be, like, worship, bro.
Just tell me you the real, bro.
That's what the world's about right now, for the most part, right? That's what we're saying, the majority.
Listen, bro.
He's right, though.
I feel like you already think like that, and I'm not... I'm not taking nothing from you. I really feel like you only feel like that because the financial side of your life is not like everybody else's life. You don't know what this woman or a next woman is going through. That's why you said a woman with money won't move her. Well, a lot of women right now in the time don't have money. So therefore, they're moving.
So let me ask you this. Women that have all them, like they have a man with all the money in the world, don't fuck broker dudes?
They do, but they got everything they fucking want. So yeah, they're gonna go look for a fucking broke dick to break them back down.
But what he's saying though, she ain't gonna leave that dude with the bread to go fuck. She might fuck around with him because he have a better pipe, but she going back to that bread.
But what I'm getting at is she's choosing somebody else. Even if she's not necessarily choosing to be with the broker dude, she's still choosing somebody else.
That's true.
But she's not with him.
According to y'all, motherfuckers don't care about the woman that they care about the woman that they can get in bed with. They don't care about the woman that they can be with. If you can have sex with
her anyway,
if you had that type of access to her, then why the fuck would I even care?
Yeah, the woman not gonna go be with the nigga. She's just gonna go fuck him for that money. She'll be back.
Like I said, we live in an evil world, man. Then I guess
why I come with the number shit. Change the fucking number. Change all that shit. Cause I don't know me personally.
And that, like I said, that's where this conversation stemmed from. And that's just a whole different level of insecurity, bro.
I get it, bro.
Like, nigga, listen to me, bro. Be confident in the shit that you bring to the motherfucking table. As a grown-ass man, bro, what the fuck I bring to the table? If a woman want to leave me because of, like, some dude that got some other money, that's fine,
bro. Not leaving you.
At the end of the motherfucking day, I know what the fuck I bring to the table. I don't have to compete with none of these other dudes because I know I'm
not leaving you, bro.
I'm that nigga, bro.
You that nigga, but she just getting borrowed for a little bit.
And she can go. I never take that bitch back. I promise. Listen to me. You be like, you have these insecurities that stem from like a different level of shit, bro. Like,
it's not even like insecurity.
The reason I'm yelling about this shit, because the conversation that we just had earlier, bro, like, it all, like, before me and you even hopped on here, it all started to make sense now.
But listen, bro, it's not insecurities. This is like real life shit. I didn't see it happen, is why I'm speaking on it. I'm not saying a nigga cashed that bitch $40,000, but I done seen niggas cash that bitch and she just don't go, no matter who she's with.
It's just, I'm not worried about that, bro. At the end of the day, what's for me is for me. What's not for me is not for me. God knows what I'll accept. He'll reveal everything and do.
But we're not speaking on you though, bro. We're not.
I know we're not speaking on me. I'm just saying, bro. Like, for, like yourself, get that shit out your head.
Yeah, I just don't trust bitches.
And I get it. I've been out on these streets for a long time. It's hard, but it be hard.
If you didn't have your wife, look at the dating pool, bro.
No, I already know. I've been out there, and that's the reason why, like, sometimes those insecurities kick up.
I know you done seen some foul shit. I know you done seen the one to do some crazy shit, B.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely seen some crazy stuff.
I know.
All right, but what y'all got to say to people?
It was a lot, man.
Shit.
Hey, man, avoid all red flags. Avoid all these red flags. Women and men, they just red flags, man. We're going to have a part two to this one, though, because we ain't done yet.
Hey, what I got is, man, listen, so pick somebody that fuck with you, man. That's all that matters, is stay on your motherfucking purpose. You know what I mean? If you stay on your purpose, you ain't got to worry about what the fuck they doing, because at the end of the day, you'll find somebody to replace them.
Hold on, bro. Let me just hold on. I agree with you, brother. But Tom Brady got cheated on. He was on his purpose.
But what I'm saying is, Tom Brady can get any bitch in this motherfucking world damn near. I'll say 99% of them motherfuckers.
And he still got cheated on.
It is what it is, man. Some other niggas got bigger pipes, you know what I mean? Tom Brady, but I ain't got no pipe.
Take us out, bro.
Nice. Foremost, I want to thank God. I want to thank y'all for being on the podcast as usual. I also want to take the time to thank my family. I want to thank Pat. Pat wanted me to say some like, comment, and subscribe type shit. So make sure y'all like, comment, or subscribe if you want to. Right. We are on Apple Podcasts. We on any place where you can find a podcast. The We're Not Experts podcast will be there. And just for the young men out there, right? These insecurities in your mind, they're always going to be plaguing. Like, they're always going to plague you, right? But at the end of the day, just remain solid as a person. Be who you are. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Don't let none of these motherfuckers dictate to you what it is that you bring to the world or any of those types of things, right? And the last thing I want to say is, if you wear plaid boxers, got a high point, stay away from that dude, right? And this has been another Experts Podcast. We out. Peace.